I'd be a pioneering thing.
If it had been a cigarette, I would have personally gone and got the fire bucket and tipped over you.
Well, I don't like cigarettes.
It set the alarms off. No, that's what they're saying. Look, it'll set it off. Oh, but that's what I'm doing it for. What great radio. That's the style.
And my pipe goes out soft. And anyway, if it sets the alarms off, you'll be in the papers tomorrow, they say.
Oh, that's just what I want. That's what I've always thought.
I mean, it'll make your name. You'll get an Oscar.
Before you turned up, I don't know how it came into natural conversation as well. Yeah, they said, we were talking about an incident, again in the diaries, about how you found out you were bugged. Didn't you hear your wife speaking on the phone through your daughter's Wi-Fi?
Now, my son picked up the on his radio, he heard my conversation with somebody.
On his radio?
On his radio, he heard my conversation with somebody on the phone.
My son doesn't
And then my rubbish was collected every morning in a Rover car. Now, I know the Kensington Borough Council officially. So my son is a bright lad, works for Housing Corporation, built a thing called a rubbish bell. So when the black sack was lifted, a hinge thing, and the rubbish bell went off, and we saw the black sacks being removed in a Rover car. Whether that was the Daily Mail, the Express, the Sun, or MI5, I don't know. But at any rate, I tell you, if you're in politics, it's quite an unpleasant business if they don't like what you say.
How long were you bugged for? Do you think you're still bugged?
Well, I hope so, because it's been my only remaining link with the British establishment. don't make any mistake. I don't make a fuss of it, because it sounds as if you're complaining. But when they harass you, and the media are worse than the security services. I mean, we had journalists in the garden all night, ring the front doorbell every 10 minutes, and I had to train my kids to go to school, because they'd shout at them in the hope they'd say, the F word or something. And the harassment is very considerable.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, coming into this station, as you probably know, you're as secure as you've ever been, because...
I know, I couldn't get in without giving my name, address, date of birth.
But also, I sometimes think if and when the IRA did want to plot anything, they could do it on the airwaves here and be absolutely safe, that doing it in secrecy, because I don't think anyone listens to us.
You're addressing a public meeting.
I always stand up, I always say,
if you go on like this, I'll stand.
If you've got something clandestine to say, that you should do it on 94.9, is a kind of siege mentality here. We'll do this very quick, we'll discuss it again after we've got to do the travel. Will there ever be another party? Sounds like something you should ask Oasis, but will there ever be another party, or would you give that up and say
that? Well, I mean, your job as a journalist is to predict the future. Mm-hmm. My job is to try and influence the future, which is much, much more interesting.
All right, and should there
I'm
be
not
another
sitting
party?
There guessing
should there be another party?
I'm working a way to bring it about.
Should there be another party?
Well, I've been Labour. I joined it 60 years ago last week. I intend to die in Labour Party, but not...
Oh, that's issue, but...
I don't know what will happen. I mean, you can't tell what happens.
I'm a regular Robin Day, ain't I?
Now, I think people will always want a decent, fair society, and they're not getting it under global capital. I mean, everybody knows
but
that.
But if you're going to launch a party, you've got to have a benevolent, kind millionaire behind it, and there's not a lot of them.
Oh, well, no, I'm not interested in that. Sure not. No, no. Once you sell a party to a rich man, it'll represent rich men, won't it? I mean, you'll never get a party.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for, because I've got a few quid now. You see, that's the way forward. Okay, it's Pepper with a...